This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. If scrolling through your social media feeds, watching your friends and family have incredible weekends is giving you fear of missing out, or FOMO, as the kids say, then fear no more. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to share the weekend events that can upgrade your social media profile. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. We've got the antidote for FOMO, because this weekend is a great one for music. You can shoot some concert video at the Exponential Music Festival in Camden. They're both emerging acts and local acts, like Philadelphia's Low Cut Connie, along with headliners Blondie, Elvis Costello, and Hozier. That's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at two venues, BB&T Pavilion and Wiggins Park on the Camden waterfront.
By the way, do you think that taping shows detracts from real-time experience?
You know, Jennifer, I think now concerts are just more of an interactive experience.
Okay. Well, what else can we interact with this weekend?
Classic cars and their owners are going to be out at the 14th annual East Passyunk Car Show and Street Festival. Classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles will be on display, and in the middle of it all, there's a huge block party with food trucks and activities for the kids. That's on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at East Passyunk between Broad and Dickinson. Should be some great photo ops with those lovely old cars.
Oh, I bet. What else is happening?
The Delaware Art Museum is hosting the third annual Wilmington Writers Conference. There's an opening network event on Friday night starting at 6 p.m., which is free. And on Saturday, the conference goes from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are panels and workshops on poetry, nonfiction, and travel writing. The concert is a ticketed event, but the range is about $15 to $30, so it's still pretty affordable.
All right. Tanya, you know, the weather is supposed to be wonderful this weekend. We're not going to sweat it out like we did last weekend in the heat wave.
No, and it will be a lovely day to be on the water. At Bartram's Garden in the southwest section of the city, they've got a community boathouse that offers free boating on Saturdays. This particular Saturday, they're hosting a boat parade on the Schuylkill. You can come in costume, you can decorate your boat, and they'll even provide you with a kayak or a rowboat if you don't have one. Just make sure you know how to row it.
Yeah.
And there's a contest for best costume, best boat decoration, and more. It's happening on Saturday starting at 11 a.m.
With this song playing, Tanya, I feel a build-up to something good.
I know you know the song Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John.
Of course, it's like Philadelphia's national anthem, or at least one of them.
Well, you know, given our history, it makes perfect sense, but it's actually the name of a world team tennis team. Billie Jean King played on that team in the 70s, and she and Elton John were friends. Apparently, he is a big tennis fan, so he wrote it for her and for the city of Philadelphia.
The backstory of a classic song. Very fascinating.
Well, today, the Philadelphia Freedoms are the leading team in the league, and they are playing the Washington Castles on Friday night. Venus Williams, the multi-Grand Slam winner, is making a special appearance, and the evening also features a Lily Pulitzer fashion show. It starts at 7 p.m. at St. Joe's Hagen Arena.
All right, thank you so much. As always, Tanya Pendleton providing us with some great weekend choices. Where can we find out more?
We'll find out where Black Thought of Philly's own, The Roots, is going to be and what he's doing in town. He's a phenomenal rapper, but he's not rapping this weekend. And where you can find Christmas in July in the suburbs this week. All on WHYY.org/things to do.
We will check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.